Hi, this is Ned Siegfried from Siegfried & Jensen. As proud sponsors of BeliefCast, we hope you are inspired by Todd's weekly podcasts, which contain so many courageous stories of recovery and personal growth. Remember, it's not what happened in the past that matters, it's what happens in the future. We invite you all to work hard and be optimistic about your future. Enjoy today's podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Todd Sylvester with the Todd Inspires BeliefCast. Once again, thanks for tuning in week after week. I can't tell you how grateful I am for your support. Thank you for believing in me and this cause. We're helping a lot of people, and it's because of you. A quick shout out to my sponsors, Maury Nutrition, Siegfried & Jensen, Wasatch Recovery, Thread Wallets, and then the music you heard at the beginning and at the end of the podcast is by my good friend Paul Cardall. He's an award-winning pianist and an amazing friend. He's been on the show a few times as well, just a great guy. So thank you for letting us use your music. And I'm just excited today. We have someone coming back a second time on the show. We have Becky Kemp. Becky, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You bet. And she just finished writing a book, and I'm so excited. It's called The Word Effect, Seven Simple Words to Create Your Most Beautiful Life. Now, who doesn't want that? I'm telling you, I'm down, right?
I know you are, because you love words. Everywhere in your office,
right?
There's words.
Yeah.
So.
And that's, I think, why we connect so well, because, you know, you talk about how your words matter and how that affects every part of our life, with our families, with our career, and probably more importantly, just with our internal selves, if that makes sense, right?
Yes.
And so I really do appreciate your approach. I can't wait to get more into the book. You've been on again. You were on before, like we said, and you just spoke at the Pinners Conference. You do speaking events all over. You have your own podcast. You're coaching people. I mean, you're just out there making a difference, and I can't commend you enough, because we need more people like that, because a lot of people need help these days, you know? And so it's good to have people like you that are out there making a difference.
Thank you. I think it's that, and you probably feel this way too, as you find help, you feel that desire to share it with others.
Right.
Like, this has made a difference in my life, and so now it's a privilege to share it with others.
Yeah,
isn't that
true?
So I really enjoy it.
Yeah. I think there's a quote by Pablo Picasso that says, the purpose in life is to find your gift. No, I said that wrong. The meaning in life is to find your gift. The purpose in life is to give it away.
Yeah.
And that's really what you're doing.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And again, we got this book. And I think last time we had you on the show, you were in the process of writing the book.
And finishing it up.
It was close at the time, but now I have it in my hands. She gave me a copy. I want you to sign it before you go. So we're going to talk about that. But why don't we, for our listeners who may not know a lot about your background, maybe just share a little bit about your family, where you grew up, that kind of thing, and just give us a little more information on you.
Yeah. So grown up in Utah, most of my life, had a little stint in California till I was three.
Okay.
But then I've been a Utah native and stayed kind of in the same place. I married my high school sweetheart. We settled down, didn't move too far from, we've moved around in the Salt Lake Valley, but stayed close, have five children. And I spent most of my time as an adult as a full-time mom, which was a choice. I enjoyed being a full-time mom.
Sure, yeah.
Yet there was something in me that wasn't being fulfilled. And I talk about that in my story some, as far as just feeling like things aren't quite how I want them to be going. And I got really stuck in my life. And so about 10 years ago, I just started asking God how I can change my life.
Yeah.
And little by slow, I've just changed it. And words have become a really big part. And so now I, like you said, I coach people and I speak to people. And those were things that I always wanted to do as a little girl.
Yeah.
But I let fear and the unknown and the doubts keep me from pursuing who I was supposed to be. So then I fell into depression, anxiety, and it kind of grew. And so what I've learned is that you can actually control some of that by where you focus.
Yeah, right.
And so as I have learned that, I, you know, want to share it. So that's why I started writing a book. It was in 2019 that I kind of decided I'm going to take what was a weakness and turn it into a strength and share that message about the power of words. So that's a little bit about me.
No, I love that. And you have a beautiful family, and I follow you on social media.
Oh, thanks.
And not only do I get to see your beautiful family, but then just all the great things you're out there doing. We both kind of shared the stage a little bit, just different days at the Pinners Conference.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was.
I'm like, I know her.
I know her. Thought that's of you too. I know.
So that was cool. But yeah, just to see you out there doing the things that you felt like maybe you were born to do. And you talk about the power of words that you just expressing to a higher power, to God, like those words,
mm-hmm.
and how that helped guide you. Why is your faith so important to you?
Oh, well, you know, when I was a little girl, I was just kind of taught that. So that was my upbringing.
Yeah.
But I had to gain my own conviction of it. But I just really believe that I have a power greater than myself that sits right next to me.
Yeah.
And so I can talk to him all the time. My power is God, but I know everybody can come up with their own.
Sure.
But I've nurtured that relationship over time. And I think that it's like any relationship, you have to give time to it. And so when I was struggling, I asked God for help, and he impressed upon my mind, change your words and you can change your story. And it was just a thought that came to me,
right?
And I've just learned to kind of listen to those. I still have like that, What does that mean? Could it be that simple? You know,
right,
I mean, I'm still a human, but I have found that my higher power works really simple and through words. And so speaking, don't you sometimes read something or you hear something and it sticks with you? Just like one phrase.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, you've read a book, but there's just that one thing that you find yourself sharing it with one person after another, right?
Yeah.
That's what I think the power of words is. And then God uses those. Like, you'll hear different words than I will today.
Yeah.
But you'll hear those words that you need, and they lead and guide you.
Yeah.
And I love that idea. It makes me feel more safe. It makes me feel like I have an opportunity to be successful in life.
Yeah.
You know?
I
with
love
just
that.
Words.
Yeah. So when you have this moment, this experience, this revelation, if you will, which is really cool, did you start recognizing after that, like if you went back to your past a little bit, like how words were affecting you in a negative way? Like, because you talked about how, you know, you felt depressed at times and had anxiety, those kind of things. Do you see how were you noticing like, man, my words have really at times even been a hindrance to me?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I think the first step for change is an awareness.
Right.
Right. And so my first thought when I thought change your words, change your story, I'm like, I talk good. You know, I read good books.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really understand it. But as I started to become aware to the power of words, I noticed how much I focused on the negative. And for example, I'm a person that could get 10 things done on a list of 15.
Uh-huh.
And all I do is focus on the 5 things I didn't get done instead of the 10 things that I did get done, or whatever that might be, right?
Yeah.
Last night, this is even was happening. This is true to form. I have like 3 speaking things that I'm applying for, putting in my stuff to, you know, be considered. And I just thought in an hour's time, I could get all 3 of them done. Like, that seemed reasonable.
Yeah, sure.
Well, the first one just took a little bit longer. And by the end of my hour, I was just barely getting it done. And I could feel that negativity starting, like, you know, you don't have time to wait. Why can't you get this done? And then I had to like redirect myself and think, but I got the one done that needed to be done by January 31st. And the other 2 aren't, you know, like I have to redirect.
Gotcha.
So I think it's just practice,
like
anything.
Yeah.
If you want to become good at playing basketball, you got to practice your shot.
Sure. Yeah.
You want to become good at dancing, you got to practice the moves.
Yeah.
Putting on the power of words is the same way. Practice.
Yeah. And I think awareness is key, because I think I find myself same thing where, you know, why am I struggling right now? And then all of a sudden I'll be like, well, look how you're talking to yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been working on this for 30 years.
Yeah.
I teach it to my clients, and here I am going, yeah, I'm still going through it too, you know, from time to time. But you're right. I do feel like I'm better at it because I've practiced, but yeah, I think awareness is key, because you probably get this with your clients. part of what you do, I would imagine, is you help your clients be more aware. Okay, let's first see what are you saying kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, this last year, 2023, as I was finishing the book, our family went through some really challenging things. We went to sell a house, and at the day of closing, the people backed out. All of a sudden, we had two homes. It wasn't supposed to happen that way, right? That was not the plan.
Yeah, right.
My husband's in the mortgage business. His business has taken a big hit in the last year. Just things like that. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves feeling all this uncertainty. And that was not the plan.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to my mom one day, and she said, "Becky, remember your words." And I thought, oh, you're right, because I still have to practice it, you know, and I think that's okay. And I think that's what I want people to know is that we don't just wake up every day and walk on clouds.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we're living a human experience. We have emotion. We have worry. But we don't have to stay there, you know, and I'll never forget when my mom said that to me, because, I could coach someone, you know, 2 hours before reminding them. But in my own head, I was kind of getting off, and I had to give myself some grace and then redirect and go, OK, what do I have control of?
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of the things we have control of are how we decide to look at things.
Yeah.
Right. We don't have control of outside circumstances.
Yeah. No. Very well said. You know, before we get into kind of some of the meat of the book you've got here, I've heard this a lot, and I've written a book too. It's kind of like a love-hate relationship, right?
Yeah.
So talk about, first of all, why did you want to write the book? And then kind of tell us a little bit about, like, how did you go through the process, and what was the challenges as you faced as you move forward with this?
So ever since I was a little girl, I just wanted to write a book. I just envisioned myself writing a book. I can't really explain it. That just was something that I always wanted to do.
Yeah.
But I never pursued it because I think of fear. And I used to think, I don't have an original idea. There's not an original idea out there. Everything's been written.
Yeah.
Until I had a paradigm shift and I thought, hey, anyone can write a book. So why can't I? Why can't I? You know, and as soon as I shifted to that, it kind of opened, you know, opportunity for me.
Right.
And then I started thinking, okay, what would I write about? And I had been on this journey for about 4 or 5 years of seeing the value of words. And I had started a positive t-shirt and apparel business.
Yes.
Called Becoming Threads.
Becoming Threads,
And I had been doing that, and I saw how powerful just putting on words were. And so that's kind of what I talk about. Like, what words are you going to put on?
Mm.
And so I started seeing that, and then it was like, hey, I think I want to talk more about this.
Yeah.
And I really believe the first word in my book that I talk about is the power of the word acknowledge. When you start acknowledging things out loud, saying to a friend, saying to a confidant, even saying to God, hey, I want to do this, opportunity starts to come. And I bet you've had experiences with that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it wasn't too long after that I started to say, I want to write a book and be speaking about this.
Yeah.
I ran into a lady that was teaching a course, you know, like she'd written books, been in the business for 20 years, and she was doing a 3-month thing of how to be a speaker and get your book started.
Yeah.
And so that was the first time I invested in myself. And I think it's hard for us to invest in ourselves.
You're right.
But I need accountability and I need help in that way, you know, like left to myself, I would just be like, I'll do it tomorrow.
Right.
I'll do it tomorrow. So that was the start. I started outlining it in 2019. I got all the way done with my book, and it was more of a memoir. And then I was talking with the people that were going to help me. At that time, I was self-publishing.
Okay.
And they said, well, what do you really want from this? And I said, well, I really want to be on a stage helping people with this message and sharing the book. And they said, well, you need to go back, take out half of your stuff, and make it more of a self-help book. So you need to go back and rework the book.
You're like, no.
I cried.
Yeah, I
cried because I thought I was done.
Yeah.
And but you know what? I had a choice. Like they didn't tell me I had to, but they said, if this is what you want,
this is
what we recommend.
Yeah.
And I try to take people's recommendations that are doing what I want or, you know, because, and I remember talking to my husband and I said, oh, they want me to go back and do this. And he said, well, what do you think? And I said, well, I've never written a self-help book and I don't know. And you know, he just said, well, you decide. And as I thought about it, it was the right thing.
Yeah.
So then it went back and I had to rework it with the editor, and I had a fabulous editor. And I think definitely surround yourself with good people.
Right.
Right. Yeah. To help you keep your dream alive. Because if not, it would have been hard. And then from there, I found an opportunity. I went to the National Speakers Association meeting. It's called Influence. It's once a year where speakers meet. And I got connected with Leadership Books, and they said they wanted to publish it. And it just, I can see God's hand in it all now, but I couldn't at the time. But it was definitely hard. And people will say, do you want to write another book? And I do have other ideas, but it was kind of like, I can't think about it right now. It's kind of like, well, you haven't had a baby, but it's like someone asking you if you're having a baby, like, do you want to have more kids? And you're like, please don't ever ask me that right now. Like, I got to get through this one, you know? But then after a couple of years, you forget, and then you have another one. That's probably what the book will be like, you know?
You're like, it's time. I'm ready to do it now.
Yeah, but I don't feel that way now. Yeah. But it was a process and a journey.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. I learned so much about myself.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's almost like therapeutic, because you're remembering events, you're remembering things you've been through, stuff that was really profound to you that opened your eyes, and you're reliving them again. And I totally get that.
Yeah. I think there's also power in writing stuff down.
Yeah.
So you know how you have a big experience and you think, I'll never forget this?
Yeah.
Right? I do that all the time.
Yeah.
But when I reread, when I got all the way done and I had the manuscript, someone recommended to me that I reread from just start to finish. And I reread it and I was like, oh. Like, I felt like I was learning from myself.
Yeah.
It was the craziest thing. That's just amazing. Different reminders. And I'm like, wait, that's my story. But, you know, you kind of forget. You kind of forget. So, I mean, there's such power in putting your message down, whether it's in a journal or in a book, however you share it. You know?
Love that. So, you know, your book, you talk about 7 simple words to create your most beautiful life.
Yeah.
And very well, I mean, we want that, right? We want our most beautiful life. Can you talk about, I mean, I know you've mentioned a few of the 7 words.
Yeah.
Do you mind kind of, I know there's a lot there, but if you could kind of break it down a little bit for us in those 7 words and why you came up with those 7. And
You know, it was interesting. I was on a walk when I was kind of outlining my book one night, and I just had this like download that came to me, like, these are the words that have helped you start creating your most beautiful life.
Yeah.
The first was that I acknowledged that I had a dream or desire, that I said it out loud, that I was like, I want to write a book. Mm. I want to be speaking, you know, saying those things
speak
out
it
loud.
Into existence.
Yes, right? Yeah. You have to say it before it comes about, right? So I started noticing that. And then the second word was ask. And I noticed that I had to start asking questions like, how do I do this? What's the first step? You know, so the power of asking. And then the third word is accept, because I have a plan of how I think things should go.
Yeah.
But they never go that way. So
learning
to accept timing of things, learning to accept different detours of things. I mean, just learning to accept. So those are the first 3 words. And then from there, it's abundance. Abundance is a word that, instead of falling into, like I told you, there's too many books out there and I don't have a space to going, wait, there's so many books and there's room for one more. Like, just that simple change. Yeah. The next word is action, and taking action from a place of how you feel. You know, when you're motivated, you take action differently than when you're overwhelmed, right?
So true.
So learning how you feel, to take action, and then appreciate, and then aspire. And so those are the words that create what I call the word effect. And why I think that this is a universal message is because those words can mean different things to you than they do to me. They're just like, what does acknowledge mean to you? And what do you want to acknowledge? So I feel like I'm a guide to helping people take a dream or desire and move it forward by putting these words in their life and having them learn what they mean for them.
Yeah. I love that. You know, I think it was Bruce Lee. I saw this quote about be careful what you say, because words have power
mm-hmm.
and they cast spells.
Mm.
And that's why they call it spelling. Anyway, I butchered the quote, so forgive me. You can look it up, everyone. But again, the power of just the shift in words, you know, like all these things are, you are literally, you have to say some words in order to get through that process, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how that opens up the door to everything else.
Yeah. I mean, what you think about, you bring about, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So, and I talked about this in the beginning of the book, but words are the creative force of the universe. I mean, that's how things are created, right?
Yeah.
That's really, and so again, I'm not really, what's been interesting is I'm not really sharing something that hasn't already been spoken about.
Right.
Truth is already out there about the power of words.
For sure.
I'm just taking my approach and what I've learned. Mm-hmm. And like, I like to consider thinking, what words do I put on? So a lot of us, it's the beginning of the year, we set goals to exercise more. We want to physically take better care of our bodies, but what are we doing with our minds?
Yeah.
What words are we putting in our mind? Because we need to exercise our mind and become conscious of what effects it does have on us, you know? Instead of always being negative, we get to redirect and try to focus on the positive.
Right.
Just this morning, I heard, I was on a meeting, and someone was talking about, they didn't really have a good belief in God, but a mentor of theirs told him, just think about, add another O and think of good. What good things are happening in your life?
Mm.
And I had never heard that. And that has stuck with me all morning.
That.
If, you know, like, what good things? And I just thought, I'm going to focus on that today and focus on the good things. And so I still am like looking for little phrases or words that grab my attention too. And that's kind of what I think. As I help people see the power of words, what I want them to be able to do is to then have that word effect in their life so that they can find which words they need to put on today out of those seven. And like, maybe I need to acknowledge something.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to ask different questions. Maybe I need to find acceptance today.
Yeah.
And then it keeps you moving forward because none of us want to feel stuck.
Right. No, I love that. And really out of the one that really stood out to me that hit me the hardest, and I guess that's what I needed to hear, was the abundance chapter. And you quote at the very beginning, Wayne Dyer, he says, abundance is not something we acquire. It's something we tune into. So I want you to share with us, because I really love the word abundance and what that really truly means. Love to hear your thoughts on, just maybe elaborate a little bit more to our listeners who, you know, maybe need to hear this as well. Like, why is abundance so important, and how can that help us, I guess, open up and feel better about ourselves and about our situations?
Yeah, I love the word abundance, but it's one I have to work on because the opposite of abundance is scarcity, right? And scarcity comes from a lack, that there's not enough. And abundance is that there's plenty. There's enough for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we have to practice. You know, the first thing that comes to mind is last weekend I was doing, I was kind of got together with a group of women that we had all kind of gone through some training together, and we kind of did like a reunion. We went down to St. George.
Oh, cool.
It wasn't like an organized retreat. It was more like, let's get together, see where we're at.
Yeah.
And you've got all these successful women that are, you know, movers and shakers, and you know what you can fall into really quickly is comparison.
Right.
Comparison, like, oh, but they've done this, and oh, I haven't accomplished this. And when you start going into that lack, you have a hard time being happy for other people. And then you start resenting them, and you start feeling sorry for yourself.
Why do we do that?
I don't know.
Because I'm guilty of that too. If I'm being honest, I'm guilty of it.
I am too.
And then I feel bad.
Well, of course.
Like, why am I doing this?
Yes. Because we know that it doesn't get us anywhere.
It gets us nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I kind of went into it going, okay, Becky, remember, you're not there competing. Like, there is enough goodness. There is enough. All of us are trying to share messages of hope and goodness.
Yeah.
There's enough people out there in this world to help all of them.
Yeah.
Like, the pie can get bigger,
right?
The pie can, we can share it. So I think for me, that was just, you know, recently I had to remind myself, I had to redirect myself to abundant thinking, going, okay, what am I here to learn? Who can I connect with?
Yeah.
You know? And so I think connection is so much more palpable if we get into abundant thinking, because we're not competing with each other. We're coming together and we're like, how can we serve others? What can we make better?
Yeah.
So I think it's practicing. I think abundant thinking is something that, as much as we know that we're supposed to think that way, let's not beat ourselves up when we find ourselves kind of different. When Wayne Dyer says it's something we tune into, it's something that we have to practice every day. It's like turning your radio and it's a little staticky, but we just, okay, I fine tune it. You realize that you're kind of getting off, and then you get to decide, okay, do I want to stay here or do I want to redirect?
Yeah.
And that's what I love. That's where the power comes back to us.
And I love that visual tune into, because it tells me that it's already there.
Yes.
So I can be over here in the scarcity mindset. Okay, fine. The abundance is there waiting for me to tune into it. It's there.
Yes.
I just need to tune in. And once you do, you're like, oh, it's been here the whole time.
You were right there. And I just, And that's what the power of words is, is because it's where we choose to focus is where we stay. So if we focus on the good, we're going to see more good. If we focus on the negative, we will tend to see more negative.
I love that, because I'll tell this to my clients all the time. What we focus on increases.
Yes.
I actually even wrote that right here in this page here.
Yes.
Page 108 of your book. And you said, living with an abundant mentality means we stop looking for the good things we don't have. We stop looking for the good things we don't have and start seeing the good things we do have. And when we focus on the good already present in our lives, we feel happy, and the way naturally opens up for us to receive more blessings and goodness. Again, tuning in. Mm-hmm. And I just wrote, it hit me. I was like, what we focus on increases.
Yeah.
It's like, have you ever bought a car before and then you notice the car everywhere?
Yes.
It's because we're focused on it, right?
Yes.
So I love that you mentioned that. And then you throw another word in here called content.
Yes.
So let's talk about that for a second. And how does that relate to being abundant?
Well, you know, we can always want a little bit more. We're driven to have more. And so it's learning to be content with what is. And I mentioned this before we started recording, but since I've published the book, it just came out at the beginning of December, people will come up to me and be like, how are the book sales? What, you know, and it almost causes me like, I don't know, because is 10 books enough? Is 100 books enough? Is 1,000 books enough? Is 10th, you know, like we always want more. If you hit a number, you always want a little bit more, right? And what I've been trying to remind myself is like to celebrate and be content that I just finished the book.
I love that. Yeah.
Right? That I did exactly what I wanted to do with that. But sometimes we're constantly, it's like we don't celebrate what is because we're always looking for what if.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's that mirage. It's that I'm just reaching for that next thing.
Yeah.
So it's something we have to practice, being content, being satisfied, practicing being satisfied with where you're at. Now, it doesn't mean you don't have dreams and desires and you want to push yourself forward, but make sure you always celebrate first. Celebrate the good before you just bulldoze your way through and say, I got to do this, and this. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like the I'll be happy when.
Yes.
Or I'll be happy if. And, you know, in times I'm guilty of that too.
Yes.
But it's so true. Like, I think we need to take a pause and go, look what I've done here. I mean, again, writing a book's no joke. That's not an easy thing to do at all. And as you pointed out very well to us, I want to read something in here where you said about, you put a definition here. One definition of content is a state of peaceful happiness. And this is, as a prayerful person, I loved reading the simple meditations found in the book 24 Hours a Day. The prayer passage for June 11th reads simply, I pray that today I may have inner peace. I pray that today I may be at peace with myself. When I put on words like abundance, gratitude, and peace, I focus on my blessings.
Yes.
Love that.
And it's
powerful.
Intentional.
Yeah.
So putting on words is intentional living. So again, we can't change a lot of the circumstances of our lives. Like, I'm a mom of 5 boys. I cannot change that.
Nope.
But I have learned to embrace and love being a mom of 5 boys.
Yeah.
And I love each of my boys. And I don't wake up every day wishing I had a different family.
Sure.
Right? I've embraced that. But if I didn't learn to be content with that, I would have missed out on what is wishing for something else. And that's a simple way to put it, but sometimes it's simple to like go, okay, I don't have control of my circumstances, but I do have control of being grateful for what is, or being content with where I'm at.
Yeah.
And it's a practice every single day. I have to practice these things too, to be content with where I'm at, even though it's maybe not what I thought.
Yeah. And I really need to hear that too, because I'm like all or nothing. I really am. And it's part of what fueled my addiction back in the day. And you understand that too. And,
yes.
And so to hear this, it's like I'm just hearing the word. So we say words have power, like just me hearing it and not even saying it, but hearing you say it is helping me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, and I love that. But things you're saying to me are helping me too. Like it's words are that give and receive cycle, right?
Yeah.
Like, you maybe offer something to one of your clients today that will change their life, and you might not even know it, but someone along the way is going to say something to you that you needed.
Yeah.
And so you start to become aware to those words. And that's where I think abundance thinking is. And that's why that's a powerful word. Is first we have to, you know, acknowledge that words have power, and we begin to ask questions and we accept, and then we get into that abundant thinking. And that's where then creation can start. Because then we start to focus on what we can control, and it's our words, and then good things start happening.
Yeah. No, I love it. This is good stuff. It's a good therapy session for me today. Thank you.
Well, it's good for me too.
Anyone listening as well, and I'm sure they're saying the same thing, and they're nodding their heads right now going, this is good. This is good stuff. This is why I love doing this, honestly. Like, people ask, why do you do a podcast, and what was the whole point? And it's this.
Yeah.
It truly is this. It's the words. It's the power of hearing something profound. And it's funny too, like, and I'm sure you've had these experiences with some of your clients as well, where, you know, you said this one word and it changed everything. And, you know, when I think back, like, that word was, I mean, didn't you hear all this other stuff I said?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, that was the one that did it. And so it's, you're right. It's, it could be one simple little thing that you're so unaware of yourself, but for them, it was everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's how, I mean, that's why words are so powerful. And I know I keep saying that, but it's like, you can have an effect on someone else's life by just what you offer the world. And, but yet you don't have to like go around and just always think happy thoughts all the time, but like you can create a better life for yourself if you start just becoming aware to words, becoming aware to the way you talk to yourself. Most of us would never talk the way we talk to ourselves to another person.
Right.
Right. Yeah. But the chatter we have in our heads is loud. And, you know, I've learned sometimes I even say a little prayer like, quiet all the committees in my head, quiet all the chatter in my head. And I just, because I can hear the negativity and it's just like, and it's, you know, like quiet it so I can like get back to that peace and contentment of like, what is enough right now. This is good right now.
Wow. So profound. Thank you for sharing that. That's powerful. You know, there's so much we can talk about here, but I want to jump forward a little bit. You talk about joyful living.
Yes.
And joy is a very powerful word to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's different than happiness. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to hear your thoughts though, because I know you have a lot of thoughts on this one. What is joyful living to you? What does it mean? What could our listeners gain from maybe your insight around that?
Yeah, so that's when I do one-on-one sessions, it's kind of a joyful living coaching is what I want to offer, whether it's for your business or for a relationship. Because I believe as human beings, we were sent here to feel joy and to experience joy. But I also believe that there's opposition in all things too. And we have to feel sorrow and we have to feel sadness to appreciate the joy. And as simple as we live here in Utah, I love blue skies.
Yeah.
I love the blue sky. But you know when I appreciate the blue sky the most is after a week-long inversion it's gray and snowy.
Yeah.
And then the sun comes out and I'm driving and I'm like, this is beautiful.
Wow. Yeah.
And I feel such joy.
Yeah.
For the weather. But like when it's blue skies every day, I start to take it for granted.
Yeah.
I don't notice it.
That's so true.
So to me, joy is a different feeling than happy. I think happiness is great, but joy is that living a life that you know that you're going to have sadness, you know you're going to have hard things, but yet you can learn to focus on the good, and you have these tools. I think that words are tools for us to help us. Okay. And so joyful living is something that we practice. We get to focus if we're going to live joyfully or not. And that's what I choose to do, is try to work on that. Right. And so to me, that's kind of the last word is aspiring, because I believe that nobody has ever arrived. We're always becoming a little bit better.
Yeah.
And that actually makes life a little easier for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like enjoying the process instead of getting to the destination.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Because a lot of times when maybe you do hit a destination, then you're like, what's the next thing?
Yeah. Well, it's like this book, you know, check. And now it's like, I still am the same person living the same life with the same problems.
Totally.
My mom's reminding me to remember my words. And I'm like, oh yeah, I just wrote a book about this. What am I doing? You know?
Yeah.
And, but then I was like, okay, yeah. Like I'm still a human going through this.
Well, I think that's why people will love your book, because you're vulnerable in it. You're vulnerable talking to us right now. And it's just, you're just being real. You're not saying, hey, look at me, I'm perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the things that are really helping me get through this. And it's powerful when I tap into that or tune into that. Like we were talking about, like what Wayne Dyer said about abundance. Man, I love it so much. So as you've completed the book, you're now done with it. You've obviously, now you're doing some speaking events around it, which is really cool. What do you feel like if someone, what's the biggest takeaway that someone would get from reading this book? I know we can say, yeah, the power of words, I get that. But is there something that you want, like, hey, when someone reads this, like, I want them to know this about me?
I think the biggest thing is, if you want to create your most beautiful life, if you want to change something in your life, you have the power to do it. You actually have the power to change your life. And I think that's so amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it gives me chills to just think about that. If somebody could leave reading this book, or leave hearing me speak, or leave from listening to this podcast and think, I can try. I have a desire to keep trying. Like that to me is so rewarding, because I can't change you. You can't change me.
Mm-hmm.
The only person we can change is ourselves. And I'm sure you teach that.
Yeah.
And so to inspire that the change is within. And then to also, let people start noticing and becoming aware to the power of words in their life. I love when someone says, I started doing this and it's changed my life. And I just, I'm like, yes, it's so exciting to me. Because I understand, because I've noticed that happening in my life too.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Oh, I love that. You know, what does your day look like for our listeners who may not know you personally? Like, what does it look like for you? Because people think, oh, she's an author now, she's speaking this and that. But, you know, you're a wife, you're a mom, you wear many hats, right?
Yeah.
What does a day look like for you typically?
Oh my goodness, that's a big question. right now, I actually am currently working full-time for an advertising agency, doing some outreach for them.
Oh, right on.
Where I go out into the community and speak a message. It's not my message, but it's a message about behavioral change, so I can kind of get behind
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah, definitely.
And that's good. And that came into my life about a year and a half ago, and I just felt really strongly directed to get a full-time job.
Yeah.
I can see why now, because of just how the economy went with my husband's business and different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that does take up some of my time. And sometimes I like, wait, why I don't want to do that. But I really do try to lead my life by, you know, just those little nudges and try to be positive through them. But I get up early in the morning. I am an early riser. Mornings are a lot better for me. I think taking time to be still. To pray. Those are things that I do in the morning. I help other people that are struggling, and that always fills my cup.
Sure, absolutely.
And then I just try to, I'm just trying to get this message out. And I think one time I heard, if you're running fast and furious, you're not with God. And if you're going slow and steady, God's with you.
Ooh.
And that has really helped me, because I'm a fast and furious, like, wait, I don't want to be doing that. And I don't want to be doing that. And if only my kids were older, and if only, you know, like, I was always waiting for all these things to fall into place. And I wasn't really just finding joy in living where I'm at.
Wow.
And so that's what I,
yeah,
that's what I try to do right now. And, sure, you know, it's interesting. I can carve out little windows here and there to do, to kind of find all the things that I desire to do right now.
Yeah.
You know, so nothing too amazing. You know, I'm looking forward to trying to speak more on the book this year.
Awesome.
I've been speaking about the power of words up until this point, but it is fun to have a book, and yeah, all of a sudden people look at you like you know something. I'm,
yeah,
like,
right,
I'm still the same.
I know.
But I did put something out there. And then there's that piece too, like, you're vulnerable and you worry, like, what people will think. And,
yeah,
you know, there's all the things, there's,
for
all the,
sure,
insecurities,
yeah,
right?
Yep. Totally.
But it's still
it.
Awesome.
No,
so.
I totally understand. No, I love it. I love it. Well, again, I love your vulnerability, and that you're real, and that you're willing to take on some of these challenges and these promptings that you've had. And, you know, and I love that you're really proud about your faith, and proud about being a wife and a mom, and just honestly, like, you're a person people can relate to, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like,
thank you.
You really do come across as just really genuine.
Oh, thanks.
I'm sure you've heard that before, but I think, like, if someone can tell me, hey, Todd, I feel safe in your presence, that means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I feel like when I'm sitting with you, and, you know, just, and I'm sure people say that about you, but yeah, this is fantastic.
Oh, thanks.
I'm so impressed.
I think that truth really sets us free,
yeah,
right? And so I've just tried to share in this book, it's just my story.
Yeah.
And why these words matter, and the, mm-hmm, principles behind the words.
Yeah.
And there is some, it's not just my story, there's some background, and there's some validation, like, you know, from other people that know these truths too. And yeah, if it can just help another person, that's great. But,
yeah,
really, this journey has helped me. It's,
yeah,
changed my life. And,
yeah,
so if that's all it was for, that's enough. Because that's how important I am.
And that's, know, where, be content with that, right?
Yes, yes, yeah, yes. That. And that's what I have to remind myself. Like, I wrote a book. Like, let's just celebrate, you know?
Yeah, totally.
And I have to remind myself of that, because I can get caught in the next thing.
For sure.
And then I'm like, pull myself back.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, I love that. If there's someone listening to your voice right now, and they're in a dark place, and they're struggling, and you've already shared some great things, but what would you tell that one person right now who's listening to you that's in that place?
I would probably say to just pause, and then just start focusing on the good in your life. Maybe just get a piece of paper and write three things you're grateful for.
Yeah.
And if three's too many, even just one, you know? I think we're doing better than we really think as human beings. We really are. And it's hard to just say, oh, well, just start putting on positive words, or start thinking good thoughts, you know?
Yeah,
like,
right,
if you're in a dark place, but maybe just, you know, what's one thing you're grateful for today? And it might just be that the day's over and you get to start again tomorrow. Or it might just be, mm-hmm, that you had food on the table.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, it doesn't have to be some big thing. I think that that is where change can happen, is,
yeah,
getting back into gratitude.
Love that.
And appreciating just a teeny little thing, and then it can grow.
Yeah. Great advice. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't thank you enough for being on my show again. It means the world. It's funny, because, you know, the way we view ourselves sometimes, we're like, I'm just an ordinary person. And then, but, you know, people who see you, like, oh, I mean, I got Becky on my show today. Like, you guys know, you don't even know. She wrote this book.
Oh,
you know,
you're,
you know,
so
what I,
sweet.
But you know,
I,
what,
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
So it really is an honor and a privilege to have you here.
Oh,
for a second time,
you.
That even means more to me.
Oh, thank
you. So many people loved your first episode. This is going to be fantastic. I can't wait to get this out to have our listeners.
Thank you.
I challenge anyone listening to this right now. If you have a friend, a son or a daughter, a coworker who is struggling, who needs to understand how words are going to affect them in a negative way or a positive way that could actually get them out of what they're in, share a link to this episode, have them listen to it, follow back up with them, and direct them towards Becky, and let's help them. This will do it. This will get the ball rolling, at least in that direction. So
if
someone wants to get a hold of you and buy your book, they want to maybe do your coaching or whatever, they, when you're speaking next, what's the best way for them to do that?
Probably just go to my website, becomingwithbecky.com. And if they want to get on my, I send out kind of weekly or every couple weeks, like emails, if they want kind of reminders of words, they could go to becomingwithbecky.com/join. And I'll send them, it's called the One Word Way. And it's three simple words that everybody can start putting in their lives right away. First word, one of the words is focusing on what you can do instead of what you can't. Like they're just simple changes.
Things,
So that's a good way to get a hold of me. Or the book's on Amazon, or it's at Leadership Books. And so you could find a copy there. But on my website, you can get a link from there
from
too.
From there as well. Okay. Well, I'll put those links in the show notes so people will get right to them.
Thank you.
Easy. And I will promote this,
get
people
your
way, and just to see all the good you're doing. And, you know, it's I really believe in the power of women, seriously, coming from a man.
Yes.
But I really do. Like, I've had so many powerful women on this show, and it blows my mind. And you're there. And so I just hope you know, and I get emotional when I say this, but I needed this today. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well,
more than you know.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege. And I needed it too. Yeah. Because sometimes you do think, what am I doing? How does this matter? And it can feel hard at times. You feel lonely at times, or you question yourself,
for
you
sure.
know, but again, words are something we all have access to. And I love that. And I just want to shout it from the rooftops and share it with people. Yeah. So.
Well, thanks for shouting it out with us
well,
today.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, there you go, folks. I told you this was going to be good, man. This was awesome. I know you felt something really good today. I know I did. Please, like I said, you know, subscribe, like, download, share it with everyone you can. Again, a shout out to my sponsors. Without you, I wouldn't be in this position. So thank you for supporting me and believing in this cause that we're doing here. So until next time, everyone. And one last thank you to Becky. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.